The rest of Shuri's tightly scheduled evening goes off without a hitch, though she might have hyperextended a hip during her kick precision drills. But her night gets overrun by strange dreams. All involving Yasha, chief researcher of meteorological phenomena in Hypo, Kenya. It surprises Shuri that she has a clear memory of the older girl's face, but there it is, tinted a putrid green, covered in boils and full of rage. Yasha is also as tall as Wakanda's seven-story capital building. Shuri has no idea where they are or what time of day it is, but there's a storm swirling overhead, casting the surroundings in shades of gray. She watches on as the Yasha monster rips the roof off a long tan edifice and lets out a roar that makes the ground shake. Then she reaches inside, and as she stands back upright, Shuri can see three people clutched in her giant hand. They all look too shocked to scream, but then the Yasha monster brings them up to eye level and roars again into their faces. There is definitely some screaming now. "You doubt my capabilities," the Yasha monster shouts in a voice that sounds like a chorus of tortured ghouls, and then she eats them. By the time Shuri wakes the following morning, groggy and with an aching back from all the tossing and turning, she is so furious about this Yasha thing invading her subconscious, she's ready to scream herself.
"You did not sleep restfully," comes a voice from her left.
Shuri startles so forcefully she falls off the bed. "Ow!"
"I have been told of your aim to attend a political forum with T'Challa," the voice continues. "You are not yet ready, Panther Cub."
Panther Cub.
"Mshindi?"
Shuri scrambles to her feet while simultaneously adjusting the wrap around her hair. It's always lopsided when she first wakes.
"What are you doing here in my chambers?"
"That is Kocha, Mshindi,"
the tiny old woman says from her perch on Shuri's window seat.
"And I am here to observe."
"You were watching me sleep?"
Shuri blurts, unable to contain her incredulity.
"Indeed. A trainee's rest patterns reveal infinitely more than a perfect punch or exquisitely executed blade swing. I said it before and will say it again. You, my dear, are most burdened."
The princess can do nothing but scowl.
"Dress,"
the Kocha says, rising to her feet.
"Dress? Like an actual dress?" "In your training attire, we have much to accomplish."
"But I haven't even woken up yet,"
Shuri wants to shout. But she doesn't, because the Kocha hits her with a glare that could liquefy gold.
"Yes, Kocha,"
she says with an irresistible bow. Then she scampers into her closet, planning to leave all thoughts of Yasha on the floor with her night clothes. Shuri spends the next 20 minutes so focused on walking with poise beside the Kocha, she doesn't deduce their destination until they are standing right outside it.
"Wait,"
Shuri says, coming to a halt. Her eyes trace over the dusty, nondescript stone building. It's two stories high and the color of wet sand. Remarkable only for its lack of remarkability in comparison with the glisten and pomp of typical Wakandan architecture.